Hey, welcome back to the Mark Moses Show as we are broadcasting live here from the Daytona International Speedway. They let the fans in finally. They're checking out all the different fan experience. We got the duels going on tonight. And you know what's very interesting? I'm happy we're getting this guy on right now. Does a great job with Citgo Petroleum Corporation. David Ratliff, he is their global manager. We're going to get his perspective on being part of NASCAR. My man, David, how you doing today?
Doing great. Been on a little bit of a trip in here from Houston today, but we're looking forward to a great weekend.
Okay, so what happened? So we were in Houston this morning.
Early.
And then where do we fly to? Orlando?
Atlanta. A little bit of weather in Atlanta this morning that shut things down, and so it's been a little bit of a travel issue today, but we're glad to be here.
Okay, wait a minute. So Atlanta, then what, do we drive here? What do we do? We went to Orlando.
Take a little quick flight down from Atlanta, but not necessarily quick today.
Okay, tell us about your fine company today.
Well, Citgo Petroleum's been around for a little over 110 years, and been through several iterations, been part of NASCAR in the past, and glad to be a part of it today. We have 4,900 gasoline locations, and I'm associated with the oils, lubricant side of it, greases and so forth, and then we also have a petrochemical side of our business.
That is really nice, man. How long have you been with the company then?
Well, I've been with Citgo for 9 years, but I've sold Citgo for 25 years.
Okay, and then Doug, who's sitting by us, does a great job, good friend of mine. You are out of the NASCAR game, if you want to put it, and now you're like, you know what? I want to get back in. Is that what happened?
Absolutely. I've known NASCAR all my life, and I know what value it brings, and we were in need of a shot in the arm in terms of getting some exposure into media, and it was just a logical step for us to go back into it at that time.
That is really cool. So then you got hooked up with Front Row Motorsports, correct?
That's correct. So we started baby steps. We did throwback car at Darlington the year before last, and brought back Dale Jarrett and with David Reagan, and had a fun time there, and that sort of let us believe that's where we need to go. And so we did a little bit last year, a little more this year, and looking to grow back into it.
Okay, this is the fun question now. How much do you love NASCAR? And I mean, look, you're here at Daytona today. I know you must love it.
Well, it's interesting. I grew up in Stuart, Virginia. You might recognize that name, home of the Wood Brothers race team. Grew up with their children, so I've known NASCAR all my life, and of course Citgo was a sponsor of the Wood Brothers for many, many years, so it was kind of a natural. So yeah, I'm a big, big NASCAR fan.
That is really cool. All right, so tell us about some of your drivers with Front Row. I know we talked to John yesterday. He's a great guy.
He's a young gun. You know, he's going out for the Rookie of the Year this year. We're excited to have him. He's a great spokesperson for Citgo, first of all. And I think he's a talent. He's got, you know, family tradition here and in NASCAR. And so we're really excited about the opportunity for him and this year with Front Row.
Okay. So we were asking this to Doug earlier. Where do you want to sit during some of the races? Pit row, where do you want to go exactly?
I want to be right there in the middle of it, in the pit box.
All right. I'll work on that. I'll get you some hookups. I really will. Okay. I'm going to ask you a tough one now. What's the future of Citgo then? I know that's a broad question, but where are you guys going moving forward?
It's an exciting time for Citgo lubricants right now. So the Citgard car is kind of our feature right now. We're entering into partnerships with folks like Pilot Flying J Service Centers, and we're positioning the Citgard brand in places that it hasn't been before. And it's had a long, rich history, but we are knocking down obstacles that have been there for years and looking forward to new frontiers with that brand.
That is really cool, man. Look, we need you. If we're going to be driving these cars, we're going to need people like you. You know that.
You bet. We're just thrilled to be a part of the NASCAR experience. The whole B2B side of this business is incredible, and Doug and his crew do a fantastic job, and we're just glad to be a part of it.
That is really cool, man. Okay, if they want more information on everything you guys do, website, what should we do exactly?
www.citgolubes.com. C-I-T-G-O. There's a lot of Citgos out there, but C-I-T-G-O.
I completely understand. Have you been starstruck by anyone? Have you seen anyone? I know you just got here from Atlanta.
Well, you're always starstruck because that's the beauty of NASCAR. You're right here. It's not like there's a fence between you. You're right there with these folks. And, yeah, I've seen some – I saw Richard Childress, and it's great to see him. And and you never know who you might see here. And then it's fantastic.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you stopping by, buddy. And then we got to get you pit box tickets. Is that what's going on?
That's right. Let's see if we get that worked out.
But, all right.
Thank you.
I like that. I got to get one of these shirts, Doug. I like this with the Nike polo. That's a good look right there. That really is. Oh, yeah. Thanks for stopping by, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll go to a quick break. We will come back. More of the show next right here from 1560 The Fan at the Daytona International Speedway.